Welcome one and all to the March 2021 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. Thank you so much for joining as Parkinson's Recovery members. Your $10 contributions every month helps to support all the many free services that I provide to my global community. I have one question that was submitted in preparation for this particular program. I'm going to read that and provide a response. I then have some wonderful reports about what we've been doing this past month at Parkinson's Recovery. And then, of course, we'll open up our program to any of you who'd like to be able to connect in and for us to be able to talk live one-on-one. So first, the question that comes from Bill. Hi, Robert. Topic suggestion for our support group. Quote, one of the first Parkinson's symptoms I experienced over 10 years ago now was a loss of smell and taste. Do you know of anything that might help with these challenges? I do indeed have some suggestions for you and others to consider who have this challenge. We know that one of the first indicators of neurological challenges associated with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease is a loss of smell in particular, but also taste. Some researchers have actually proposed that as one of the indicators for diagnosing early onset Parkinson's disease. It's very common then among individuals who have neurological challenges. What might be the reason why the loss of smell and taste tend to be coexistent with the diagnosis of Parkinson's disease? There are three fundamental substances that the body needs to perform successfully, and what we have discovered through research studies is that a deficiency of, in particular, zinc probably stacks at the top of the list as a factor that contributes to the loss of smell and the loss of taste. The research also shows, quite interestingly, when you look at a more recent study that has done what is called a meta-analysis of studies that examine what are the deficiencies in persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, the meta-analysis identifies zinc deficiencies as prevalent in persons who have this diagnosis. You can get zinc supplements, of course. You can also find zinc in certain foods like oysters, red meat, and poultry. How much zinc supplement should you take if you think this is something that might be contributing to your loss of smell and taste? Because I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a researcher, PhD type. I'm not qualified to be able to offer any suggestions to anybody for any kind of therapy or treatment, so I'm certainly not suggesting anybody should go out and take zinc. What I'm suggesting is that we know from the research evidence that zinc is a contributing factor to a loss of smell and taste. And second of all, that supplementing your diet with zinc, either through food or supplements, would probably, more than likely, but not necessarily, be a beneficial contribution to regaining the ability to smell and to taste. What's also interesting is alpha lipoic acid is also a factor that contributes to the loss of smell and taste. That also, believe it or not, is something that tends to be deficient in persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And finally, there's a third supplement, which is really fundamental, which is vitamin D, D3. And that also is very deficient in persons diagnosed with this particular condition of Parkinson's disease. So that my bottom line suggestion for those of you that are interested in regaining the ability to smell and taste is consider the possibility of supplementing your body with zinc, alpha lipoic acid, and vitamin D if you're not already doing that. How much, for example, zinc should you take? If you ask a medical doctor, there's a good chance they may not respond, and let me just explain why. Medical doctors are specialists in prescription medicines and recommending surgeries. They are not people who are specialists in the many different kinds of supplements that might provide symptom relief. Now, you can certainly work with your medical professional to see if they might provide some guidance on how much of these supplements you might want to take. If you decide to supplement your diet with these, either through food or actual supplements, the recommendation I have is perhaps something that you might not have thought about, and it's one that I frequently make to people who ask me, well, how much of supplement A should I take? Should I take 500 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams? And again, I want to say again, well, I can't respond to that question because I'm not qualified. I'm not certified. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a researcher. So my response to you is, if you're thinking, I bet I do have a zinc deficiency, okay, great, then how much should I take? I think one of the approaches that I want to always recommend when you have this kind of question is muscle test that question. Ask your body. And you can start with the simple question, should I take a zinc supplement or not? Or should I supplement zinc through certain foods that I need to eat, such as, for example, oysters, red meat, or poultry? And you can muscle test that question. Your body will give you the answer, yes or no. If the answer is yes, and my suspicion here is that it's likely if you have a loss of smell and taste, the answer probably is, yeah, you are deficient in zinc. You do need to supplement with that. You can then follow up with muscle testing and then ask specifically, well, okay, great, I need to have a zinc supplement. Should I take 500 milligrams a day, yes or no? Should I take 1,000, yes or no? Should I take more than 1,000? In other words, you keep asking specific questions, muscle test those, and your body will actually give you the answer. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with muscle testing, I just want to remind you that all naturopath doctors use muscle testing. Now, many medical doctors do, and certainly people who are chiropractors, acupuncturists, and a lot of other healthcare professionals integrate muscle testing into the way they practice their medicine, whatever that might be. So muscle testing is not esoteric. It's not frou-frou. It's a part of the medical community practiced by many individuals. If you'd like to know about some muscle testing methods that I use myself, I have a little booklet. Just email me, send me your booklet. I'll be happy to send you this four muscle testing methods that I use frequently. And I have to say to everybody, I use muscle testing every day for lots of different questions. It takes about, 3 seconds now for me, 5 seconds, because I use it so frequently to be able to get a yes or a no answer to the questions that I ask. So if you want to ask, well, how much should I take? You can muscle test that. And remember, once you get your answer today, that's the answer for today. So the answer may be, oh, for zinc, boy, you need a 10,000 milligrams of zinc. Okay, great. That's today. But tomorrow, it may be less or it may be different. So you want to check that out each and every day in terms of finding the actual dosage that you need. You don't want to overdose on anything. So for smell and taste, those are the three kind of suggestions that I've got. Zinc, number one. Number two, alpha lipoic acid. Number three, vitamin D3. If you're already taking vitamin D, okay, it may be you're just not taking enough. It's one of the revelations that I've discovered in all the over 1,000 interviews I conducted with persons diagnosed with Parkinson's disease is that it's surprising how much vitamin D3 people need to have as a supplement oftentimes. So you may find vitamin D in, for example, a multivitamin, but it really may not be enough. So again, either consult with your medical professional or number two, do your own muscle testing to determine whether or not you need these supplements and if so, how much. Of these three options, you may want to just choose one. Certainly vitamin D3, I think everyone who has neurological challenges needs to make sure that you have sufficient vitamin 3 coverage. But I would also say zinc, I think, would probably be something that is really valuable to consider as a supplement to improve your taste and smell. Let me now just provide a brief overview of what we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery and the resources that we've made available to you. First of all, tomorrow afternoon, for those of you in the East Coast, it'll be 3 p.m. On the West Coast, Pacific time, it'll be 12 p.m. I will be conducting a follow-up interview with Dio, who now has a different mountain name, and it is Mountain Sage. So Dio, or Mountain Sage, will be hiking once again this summer the Appalachian Trail. He has had Parkinson's symptoms for 15 years. I have featured a number of Dio's insights on the online course some of you I know are enrolled in, called Rock Solid Walking. I talked with him just yesterday. He has some new and I think exciting insights and revelations really about the symptoms that he experiences. It's going to be a valuable time for me to catch up with him. And if you have issues with tremors, number one, or issues with mobility, number two, please make a point of checking in with the interview live. Or remember, all of the interviews are available for replay. So just if you happen to miss the live interview, don't worry. You'll be able to connect in with the replay at any time in the future. And you, remember, will have access to that interview easily on the Parkinson's Recovery Radio interview page. So after we complete that interview, we'll post the actual recording on the page, so you'll be able to get instant access to that. Also, as a reminder, please connect into those Parkinson's Recovery member pages. I update them every day, every week, and you'll find some valuable resources that will remind you that recovery is possible, that there are lots of options out there, and that really provides you with all the positive incentive to take the action that you'll need to take to have a successful journey down the road to recovery. What else has here been happening at Parkinson's Recovery? Well, the big contribution here that I have to offer is the free online course titled The Future of Medicine. It's a course I've worked on now for over a year. We finally got it online. So please register for the course, but don't just register. Begin to watch the not only videos, but listen to the recordings that I've provided, and of course the text and the downloads. I've got rich information that previews for you not only what the future of medicine is going to look like, but the future of medicine is actually here now. What encompasses the future of medicine? Well, it's going to be really the delivery of frequencies through either light or sound, or get this, the direct delivery of frequencies through several new inventions, several devices that have just emerged out on the marketplace. One of those inventions, those creations, that was actually invented by German researchers, and it, just in the last two or three months, has now been available to individuals who reside in the United States, is called the Healy, H-E-A-L-L-Y. So the first posting I have in the course, and we have a new posting every 5 days, covers the information I have available to you for the Healy, H-E-A-L-L-Y. It does have FDA approval for addressing a number of different problematic symptoms. We don't have any direct evidence on the Healy for Parkinson's symptoms, because obviously it's very, very new. I would like to say this, though, and this is really a heads up. I just received notice several days ago that the Healy company, which now has a presence in the United States, I believe in Florida, has realized that they have very much underpriced their products, which is the delivery of frequencies through the device that, again, is called the Healy. And so what's going to happen is they now have a special discount offer for the entry level of the Healy called the Gold program. And what's offered now for April is you can sign up for the Gold program. There are four levels, and you automatically are upgraded to the next level. Now, what's going to happen apparently is at the end of this incentive period, which is going to end sometime later in April, they are going to, I was told, double the prices of these products, or they're going to be offering subscriptions, which means that you have to pay a monthly fee. Well, quite frankly, I feel like if you read through this and if this calls out to you, the much better choice is to take action now with this special offer. It's not going to come around again. That's what I did. So I signed up for the initial gold program. I got that. I was automatically upgraded to the next one. And then even within this same period, you can then upgrade again to the highest level, which is called Resonance. And that's the top level. And so as I understand it, and I actually sent an email to the company to clarify, because I'm already in the system, I'm not going to have to subscribe to this every month. I thought, that's great. Now, what's the big deal with that? Well, they are constantly upgrading the programs so that you get the advantage of all of the new advances and all of the new programs for frequencies that have been identified to address various types of challenges and symptoms. So this is a long roundabout way of saying, no, we don't have any direct evidence that this can help specifically symptoms of Parkinson's. Second of all, I do believe this is the future of medicine, this kind of technology. Third, what's also the case, I think, is, and the reason I use this Resonance program every single day, as does my wife, is that oftentimes we have disease states that are moving into our physical body, but we haven't yet manifested them physically. So we don't have anything specifically that we're aware of that we need to address. Well, the wonderful thing about this Resonance program, and I'm speaking personally, is you can just select which program you want to run, and there are in the Resonance programs now about 20 different programs that you can select from. The ones that I selected today are biofrequencies number one, biofrequencies number two. These both look at toxins. They look at bacterial infections. They also do scans of all the various organs in our body and provide the frequencies that our body is missing. So it's a way of adjusting some imbalances in the body that are going to be precursors of future medical conditions. The frequencies are not specifically designed to address any particular illness or symptomatic challenge. Rather, they are helping the body maintain that place of centeredness and wellness so that the body can heal itself. And that's my philosophy. That's the kind of therapy that I actually want. So it's a long roundabout way of saying in the Future of Medicine course, I've discussed pretty extensively what this Healy is, how it works. And as you look through that, if you feel like, yeah, that's something you think you might want to get, I just want to say, look, if you think this is something that's going to support your own journey down the road to recovery, this offer here for the next several weeks, it's the one that you want to take advantage of. Again, if you wait, it looks like it's going to be it's going to cost a whole lot more. So in the end, in terms of cost, what I wound up paying is I think about $1,000. So for the first investment, it was $500. For the second one, it was about $500 or a little bit more than that. And so what I figure is, look, this is a permanent thing, you know, in for the rest of my life and the life of my family. Both my wife and I use this, so it's not just for me. So in terms of the actual long-term investment, I figured it was one of the best investments that I can make. So I bought it. I use it. I think it's something that's worthy. And it was something that will keep me healthy and strong as I move from year to year into the future. That's my summary about the Healy. I just wanted you to know about that. Do I know that if you take this, that your symptoms are going to resolve? Obviously not. I would be hopeful that would be the case, but we have no direct reports on anybody. Once again, I want to repeat, this is new to the United States. And although, again, it's not untested. Obviously, they have FDA approval. They've done studies. They've got some evidence on a number of illness states, and so we know it's a solid therapy developed by medical doctors and other researchers over in Europe. Will it address your symptoms? Well, again, I just want to repeat, well, we have no way of knowing one way or another. Even if we had 100 people with Parkinson's symptoms that said, yeah, that helped them, it doesn't necessarily mean that we know it'll help you too. Now, the final comment that I want to make and the work that I've been doing as well this last month is working on an radio show interview that I finally aired last week on a technology that is called the Tesla, T-E-S-L-A, biohealing. Now, it's taken me months to be able to get these people on the radio show. And I was curious to learn more about this technology because, again, it's consistent with my image, my idea, my intuition about what the future of medicine is going to look like. And that is through the delivery of frequencies through, once again, as I've already said, light or sound or the direct infusion of frequencies. So the Tesla biohealing technology is once again a brand new invention. They've only really had that out commercially for a year. In the interview, the person that I interviewed waited for me to be able to have them on the show for about 3 months because I guess they were working with people who had Parkinson's symptoms and they wanted to see what the result was. She reports those results in the actual radio show interview, and they really sound they sound pretty positive, and so I was encouraged to hear that. I have not heard directly from anyone myself who's used this who has said, yeah, this has been great, and this is how it's helped me personally. Again, it's a brand new technology, so we don't have much evidence, although it is like the Healy, FDA approved for a number of different conditions, which means, again, there have been studies. The FDA has this approved for a number of different disease states, not for neurological challenges, but for other disease states. So do you want to pursue this as a technology or not? Well, obviously, that's up to you. I don't think there's any special offer other than what they said during the radio show interview. And the radio show interview, they're offering those of you who put in that coupon code that they gave in the radio show interview, you get a 5% discount. And then the other little twist of this is just before I aired the interview, the person said, well, do you at Parkinson's Recovery want to be an affiliate? And I thought, well, I don't know much about this technology, but I went ahead and agreed. So she signed me up to be an affiliate. And that means that if anybody purchases this, then Parkinson's Recovery receives 10% of whatever your purchase price is. So I just want you to know there's this incentive for me to kind of get the word out. And, of course, if you are in a situation where you are financially crunched, but this is something that calls out to you, let me know, and I'll be sure to return to you whatever was given to Parkinson's Recovery for the fact that you purchased this particular device. There are two devices. One of them is affordable. It's apparently about $600. The other one is much more. It's like $20,000. My thought is it may be that for many persons experiencing chronic conditions associated with this condition diagnosis, Parkinson's, may actually need the more aggressive device, which is that $20,000 device. That's a lot of money. And we don't know, again, whether or not that's going to provide relief or not, other than the evidence that she provided to us on the radio show. But in summary, I would say the reason I was pleased to be able to get this information out to my audience is that, first of all, it's new, and that's what we do at Parkinson's Recovery. We identify all of the new inventions that have come out onto the marketplace, and we want people to look at that, and if they're so-called, to use it, and, of course, to let me know. Okay, people. So what's the result? Did this help? Did it not help? And, of course, that helps me to be able to update people on what we know about the actual new inventions. Now, I also want to give a blanket summary about the dozens and dozens of therapies that I've identified. What we've been able to determine is that really all of them help some people. But they don't help everybody. They don't help 100% of the people. So everybody's conditions are so unique and idiosyncratic to them personally that what we discovered is that there's no one device, there's no one therapy that's going to help everybody. But we do know that they do help some people. And just by way of an example, I know I was, I think, the first person here in the Parkinson's world to put out information about photobiomodulation. We've seen some recent research studies that were encouraging. We interviewed the inventor of a photobiomodulation device, which is also covered in the Future of Medicine, Dr. Liu Lim at BioLite in Toronto, Canada. And so we were able to encourage a handful of people way back in 2018 to begin using this BioLite. We didn't have any direct evidence for Parkinson's, but we did have some evidence for the people diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Well, I just want to say that while that was new and we wanted to make sure everybody knew that we didn't have any direct evidence, so even anecdotal or certainly no research evidence, we thought that the technology was sound, the people offering it felt like they had integrity and they were transparent. And people did begin using it, and I'm pleased to say that the results have really been very encouraging. We have now evidence that of people who have purchased this BioLite, this photobiomodulation device or devices, about 9 out of 10 have kept the device, have not returned it back to the company. 1 out of 10 have returned it for their 80% refund after using it for 6 months. So I'm just a way of saying that's what I do here at Parkinson's Recovery, is to pick up the new ideas, the new inventions, the new creations, make sure that it feels like there's enough merit to that so that you'll hopefully find relief or some relief, and also that these are therapies that enable the body to heal at the cellular level from the inside out. So the Future of Medicine devices are these therapies that I've covered in that new cost-free course. They don't address symptoms specifically. They don't suppress symptoms. So when you go to a medical doctor, remember what's happening is you're asking the doctor to prescribe medicines that will suppress your symptoms. That's the option that they have to offer, which is a great option. But the medical prescriptions, they are not addressing the root cause of your symptoms. So what I find to be attractive, what I am drawn to not only use myself but to recommend to others to consider, are these therapies that support the body's ability to come back into balance, to make sure those energy flows are what they need to be, to make sure that if I'm missing frequencies that I need to be able to heal, I will have some technologies that will infuse my body with the frequencies needed for me to heal. Now, just by way of example, I made the point that if you're having a loss of smell or taste, it likely means, speaking from a research perspective, that you have a deficiency of zinc. Well, zinc has a frequency. So you can go out into a supplement store, hopefully a high-quality supplement store, and you can acquire a zinc supplement, or you can find the foods that have zinc and purchase those at your health food store and begin eating those to get a zinc supplement. But zinc has a frequency, and so another way to infuse your body with a deficiency of zinc is to receive the frequency that is associated with zinc. It's got a frequency. Everything in the world has a frequency. So for me, the eloquent solution to bring the body back into balance is to have these systems that enable a recognition of deficient frequencies that our body is missing, and then to infuse the body with those frequencies so that we can come back into balance. Now, when we do that, it's not instant. It's not like taking an aspirin so that we get rid of a headache. It takes time. So we have to begin to continually infuse our body with the frequencies that are missing. And by the way, to shut down the harmful frequencies. So remember the bacterial entities, and there are, of course, hundreds of bacterial entities, some of them good, some of them bad. We may need to shut down some of the bad bacteria, and that's exactly what the frequencies do. They can take out the bacterial infections that are causing disease and other kind of problems. Think of something like the frequency associated with mercury. Mercury has a very specific frequency. So the frequency medicine, the medicine of the future, they can recognize, whoa, there's a big frequency of mercury in this person's body. Let's eliminate that. So there's an antidote frequency that takes that frequency out of the body. In other words, it facilitates the removal of this harmful heavy metal. So in the end, it seems to me that we can go a number of different routes. And I think multiple approaches are always advisable when you're journeying down the road to recovery. But the one that I just really want to recommend is to explore for yourself some delivery mechanism of frequencies. Because in the end, we're not cognitively really able to know, well, what are the frequencies that we need to have an infusion of in our body to be able to come back into a place of balance and centeredness. And by way of summary, then, in the Future of Medicine course, remember, that's a no-cost course. I'm covering what I have identified as the delivery mechanisms of these frequencies. So we've got the sort of what I would call the more pure delivery systems, and that can come through something like the Healy, again, a new invention from Germany that's now introduced into the United States. You can have this thing called the Tesla, which is emitting what's called the life force energies, which I thought was really quite fascinating. If you listen to the interview, my guess is you'll probably respond similarly. They just identified the fundamental frequencies that are conducive to life. And then that's what you're receiving in these devices that you turn on when you sleep at night. Now, another reason, by way of summary, is one of the reasons I've enjoyed working on developing this Future of Medicine course and all the technologies that I discuss in these is that these devices, for the most part, once you get them set up, you just turn them on and they work. So it's not something you have to do yourself. Now, a lot of healing needs to be something that I do myself. And so I don't want to say that, okay, you can find these devices and it's going to make everything great and good. That's not really what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's nice to have some healing resources where instead of having to go through, for example, examining thought forms that are not in my best and highest good. Now, that's something I have to do for myself. That's important work. But why not also have these kind of therapies that I can really just click on and they run? I don't have to do anything. I just have to say, that's really very comforting. It's like a warm blanket. So that's one of the reasons I love to run this Healy every single day. It's like the Healy does this for me. I don't even have to think about what it is that I need to do for myself. There's no mental processing required at all. And, of course, this device that I do not have myself, the Tesla BioHealing that they just talked about on the radio show last week, I don't have one of those devices. I'm not using it. But apparently you put that under your bed, you turn it on, and it just runs while you sleep. So again, you don't have to do anything yourself. You don't have to make an appointment with a medical professional. You don't have to go get to a supplement store to buy supplements. You don't have to remember to take medicines. It just happens automatically. And so I just want to say for that, for me personally, it's a great advantage where somebody is sort of holding you and taking care of you. Let me now check in. That's really the preview that I wanted to provide to you of all the kinds of things that we are making a contribution of here at Parkinson's Recovery. Let me also just emphasize, if I could please, remember to check into the member websites every single weekday. We've got new posts, new sources of inspiration for you to support your journey down the road to recovery. The meditations in particular cover all sorts of aspects that will allow you to release any kind of emotions or held issues that are obstructing the success of your journey down the road to recovery. Now, we have several people who've called in, and what I'd like to do is just to open up the lines and say hello. And when I do, remember, if you don't have anything you want to talk about, just let me know. I just want to make sure that if you wanted to ask any follow-up questions, have anything to tell us about what's going on, this would be a wonderful opportunity for you to do just that, or just ask other members questions if you would like. So first of all, let me open up the line to Bill and say, hello, Bill. How are you? Trying to open up the line to Bill. And looks like we can't quite get through there. So let me now open up the line to Susie. Susie, are you there? We can hear some noise at your end, Susie, but we cannot hear you talk.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Ah, yes, we can hear you. Hi there. So what's up with
you? I was very interested in listening to that Healy machine you just spoke about.
Yes, it is fascinating. So have you had a chance to register for the no-cost Future of Medicine online course?
No, I haven't. I will look at that. That sounds interesting.
It is, and I tried to the best I could, Susie, do some videos of demonstrations of what this device really is, and so I could give you a pretty good idea of what it is. So be sure to get into that online course, the Future of Medicine course, and the first posting in the course is all about the Healy. Every 5 days, we introduce a new technology, but the first one is the Healy. And as I mentioned, as you read through that, if you feel like that's something you're called out to explore, as I said a little bit earlier here in the presentation, apparently the word is that they're going to be increasing the prices and doing a subscription. So the best thing to do would be to take action now rather than waiting.
And is this one you said you do nothing to? How do you keep it? Would you put it under your bed like the other one?
No. It's a little small device. And so there are four different levels. And in the first three levels, so each level has more programs. So if you sign up right now for the first level, which is called the gold level, they automatically upgrade you to the second level and give you more programs. Now, what happens with the first set of levels is they have something that is like a bracelet that you put around your wrist, both wrists actually, and then you connect your bracelet to this small little device that I've got pictures of in the course. It's, I'm looking at it right now because we just used it a little bit earlier. It's about an inch and a half by inch and a half. So you connect the wristband with a wire to the Healy, and you then select the program you want and you turn it on, and it runs for about an hour, actually. It runs the frequencies at the cellular level throughout your body. So the Healy does all the work for you. Now, what I've been using personally, that takes about an hour. And what I've been doing is after I upgrade it to what's called the residence, that's the top level, you don't have any wires that you have to connect to wristbands. You can actually connect in to the program with your smartphone, and then you select the program that you want to run. And so, like I was saying, I selected the program that has the bacterial infection frequencies and the detoxing frequencies. And then you put your thumb right on the smartphone, believe it or not, and then in about 5 seconds, it reads your frequencies. The program then comes back after about 15 seconds, and it lists the frequencies that need to be delivered to me. So, for example, one of the top frequencies that I saw today was bacterial infections. Okay, so that means probably I've got some beginning infections that need to be addressed. And then you run a program that basically sends frequencies directly to you. And to do that, you simply hold this little one-inch by one-inch device called the little Healy device. You just hold that for about a minute and a half, and that sends the frequencies to your body. So it's a little difficult to explain because there are these different systems that are used. The first systems use the actual bracelet that connects with the wire to this little Healy device. All the systems run off your smartphone, but you don't. Once you start the systems, your smartphone doesn't have to be near the Healy itself. So I've got some videos there in the course, the Future of Medicine course, that sort of show you what it looks like, show you how it works. And if you have any questions, give me a call back because I've been using it now for 2 or 3 months.
Good. I'm interested in that. I'll certainly do that.
Sounds great. Well, I'm glad you're interested. I find it's great myself, and I'll probably be using it the rest of my life.
Good. Well, that's good enough for me. I'll have a look at it.
Okay. Sounds good, Susie. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's nice to have you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. My pleasure and honor. Now, I have a second line, and I want to open it up, but I don't have a name. I just have the city, which is Phoenix, Arizona. So I don't know who you are, but if you'd like to be able to talk, just speak up right now.
Well, my name is Isabel, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona here. So good to talk to everybody. And Robert, I want to thank you for that great interview that you did with the Tesla representative. And I did have a question about that technology. I was wondering if there is any discussions that aiding in Huntington's disease for folks, because my brother-in-law has Huntington's disease.
With the Tesla?
We were looking at that. Uh-huh. That was quite a great interview.
Yeah, the truth is they spent several months preparing that presentation. I tried to get them on the show 3 or 4 months ago, and they said, well, we still want to work on, you know, getting our information together. And, they were collecting information about the few people with Parkinson's that had used it. So I would say, first of all, I have not heard directly about anyone who's used that device for that specific condition.
Okay.
And of course, we were just focusing on Parkinson's. Second of all, though, I would say, from what I understood in the interview, and remember, this is new. I mean, they said they commercially making it available for a year, and it sounded like there were maybe 2,000 units out there in the world, only 2,000. And yes. So the possibility that one or several people with that condition would have used it is probably not too great. But I would say give them a call. You might have to, you know, ask them to give you a call back and ask that question, because if they have somebody, they might have some evidence. One of the difficulties at their end is that they're obviously getting orders and they're sending these units out, but oftentimes they don't know what condition a person might have. They might not know that they have Huntington's, let's say. So they wouldn't know one way or another if there are people out there that have this condition or not. But I would say one more thing, if I could, one more thing, just general observation about this Tesla device or even the Healy device. These devices, although they do have FDA approval for certain kinds of conditions, one of them is not Huntington's, but, you know, certain kind of pain conditions, and I think fibromyalgia was listed as well. So the reality is that it's emitting what is called life force energy. So it's not really designed to address any specific symptoms. That's not what it's designed to do. It's designed to be able to support the body's basic ability to heal naturally.
Very interesting.
So in the end, we don't know specifically whether it will or not, but it may be, for example, if you put this under your bed, both you and your husband might benefit from it, not just him.
Yeah.
I asked her the question, okay, so can we have this device in the bedroom, but if we're in the living room, will we benefit? And I understood her answer to say it needs to be about an arm's length from the body. So that's why they say if you put it under the bed and if you start it, then – for instance, if both of you are in the bed at the same time, you'd both be able to get the benefit of the energy. So it's just emitting energy. That's what they call the life force energy, the grounding energy. My guess is that a lot of that would be energies that are comparable to what's called the Schumann resonance energy. And the Schumann resonance is the resonance of the Earth, Mother Earth. We also know that a lot of the reasons why people have difficulty with mobility is because they don't have that grounding energy, that grounding frequency. That's why they tend to stumble and fall and have mobility challenges. So what we discovered in previous years, if you send sound to a person who has mobility problems that has the resonance of the Schumann frequency, oftentimes their mobility challenges are improved. They're better able to function. And that's just because they've got that frequency that's more connected to Mother Earth.
Well, I appreciate that extra explanation. Thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome. So, you know, give them a call. They might have some information for you specifically for Huntington's. Of course, you need to understand also that if they don't have solid research evidence that would have used that device for persons that are diagnosed by medical doctors with Huntington's, and an actual study with subjects and a control group, which obviously costs millions of dollars, they would be very hesitant to say, well, we can say if you use this, you're going to get relief. You know, they can't do that.
Exactly.
They can't do that. And, of course, for people with Parkinson's, it's the same. I mean, she gives some reports that are really encouraging for people with Parkinson's about the results that they found. But that's not a study. We don't have any solid evidence systematically to say, okay, we can tell people the chances are very good you'll get systematic relief. What I can say, I think, is that when they say it emits life force energies, I think that's right. I think that's exactly what it does. And what this researcher did was, what impressed me was they went back like 2,500 years to Pythagoras. And he said, all right, what did he discover 25 years ago? And they sort of went back into the archives. What the ancients discovered is healing for all sorts of medical challenges and conditions. And they've integrated that into this technology. So I was excited about it, and I hope we can get some people using it, whether they have Huntington's or Parkinson's or other kind of conditions, so we can get some early reports back on whether or not it really is helping people or not.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, I always enjoy these calls. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. Okay, and now I want to see if we can connect in with our third caller who's here so far, and that's Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Robert.
Oh, hi. So what's up with you?
Nothing much. Just trying to make a little bit of progress every day and trying to stay ahead of the game, so to speak.
I had a little problem understanding you, Bill. Could you say that once again?
Sure. I'm just basically things are status quo with me. I'm just trying to stay ahead of the disease as much as I can and make a little progress wherever I can.
Oh, great. Well, it doesn't get better than that when you come to a successful program of recovery.
Right. The only thing I would mention, and maybe you could have some insight into this, is I've been having problems with fatigue and drowsiness during the day, and I didn't have this before. It's not just a simple matter of, well, did you get enough sleep the night before or whatever. It seems to be more of a something kicks in where you just kind of nod off in a weird way for 10 or 15 minutes, and then, you know, you feel a little tired, or you just sit down for a minute, and the next thing you know, it's 15 minutes later, and you've fallen asleep.
So what you describe is associated with low ATP, which is the energy source at the cellular level. So you don't have enough of that operating. The mitochondria are not charged up enough. Are you able to do much exercising every day?
I can do a little, and that I'm not sure that has a direct effect on this. I mean, it doesn't seem to make it worse or better. This seems to kind of arise on its own in an odd way.
Interesting.
This is a relatively recent problem, or at least it's gotten worse recently for me. So I'm trying to get a handle on it as best I can.
Well, so usually after exercise, people are more energized because that's one of the ways that you can infuse energy into the mitochondria at the cellular level.
Okay.
And it sounds like what your experience is when you're active, you don't really notice a shift in this challenge, which is sort of dozing off to sleep and not having a lot of energy.
Right.
So there is a supplement called SAM-E, S-A-M-E. Are you familiar with that at all?
I've heard of it. I'm not terribly knowledgeable about it, though.
Well, I did an interview with a medical doctor, Richard Brown, from New York City. Dr. Brown, I think, is one of these doctors who is a doctor's doctor. He trains other doctors. Mm-hmm. And he had described the SAM E as something that he found could be really useful to persons who were experiencing the symptoms you experienced. So you can listen to my interview with him. That's been a number of years ago. Bill, if you can send me an email, if you can't find that, I can locate that for you. It's probably on the radio show page in a category listing. So if you go okay. down to category listings, and I'm not sure how I categorized it. I might have put it under SAM-E or fatigue or natural healing. I'm not sure exactly what I put it under, but his name was Richard Brown. And he also discussed rhodiola as another remedy that he found was really useful. So both of those might be something that would be useful to consider. Another therapy that infuses energy to the mitochondria is this photobiomodulation therapy. Are you at all familiar with that one?
Only what you, I know you've talked about that in the past, so you're my only source of information on that.
Right. Well, you obviously need to get other sources as well, not just me. So that therapy, and I've interviewed the inventor of that several times now, Dr. Lou Lim from Toronto. And what that does is he has invented this nasal applicator, which sends light up through the nose, and then that is distributed to the bloodstream. And what that does, according to what he reports in that interview, it gives a charge to the mitochondria at the cellular level throughout the body. So one of the ways to consider possibly infusing energy to yourself and balancing out those hormones may be that kind of photobiomodulation light therapy. So I've done a couple of interviews with him, and that should be also listed on the radio show page under photobiomodulation. And again, if you can't get to that quickly, and if you want to look more seriously at that, I'll be happy to send you links to those interviews as well.
Okay.
And then, of course, there's obviously some issue with the hormone balance, that somehow those hormones are a bit out of whack or out of balance. And for that, you know, the only thing that I can think of is that the problem with balancing hormones is, okay, if today you have just a little bit too much melatonin, which is what you describe, you're kind of falling off to sleep. All right, so what do? Do you infuse yourself with a hormone that's going to give you more oomph and more punch, so to speak? We got 30 right. hormones in our body. Well, okay, you can do that, but then all of a sudden that puts everything else out of balance. So it's a, wait a minute, how do we balance out those friggin' hormones? So
yeah.
It sounds like you're getting good sleep, though.
Yes, that's what's weird about it. Is I don't think it's just a matter of having a sleep deficit of some kind. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like kind of a syndrome that it's coming from not just being tired.
Yeah. Well, the other possibility, given what you describe, is if it's not sleep, and it sounds like, no, it's something else, some of these future of medicine technologies, of course, I just mentioned the photobiomodulation, but some of those might actually help support your body's ability to come back into balance, like the Healy program. They have this fundamental series of programs that are called the Gold Cycle, and I think that is also designed to bring those 30-plus hormones back into better balance. So that would be something to just consider. Have you had a chance to look at any of the listings of the classes in the Future of Medicine course?
Not yet. I didn't look at that. I'm working through your Tremor program at the moment.
Oh, right. Well, when you get a chance, just look at some of those. That's just different delivery mechanisms of frequencies. And so maybe one of those will call out to you to consider. And I should also mention, since you just mentioned the Tremors course, just this morning I found a reference to a herbal remedy for tremors that's a Chinese remedy. So I just posted, I just put a post on there at the very end of the course. Bill, I don't have any direct evidence on that, but I've heard indirectly that several people found it really did help them. It's Chinese. I think it's a Chinese company. So I was a little hesitant to post that, but I thought, well, it looked like the herbal remedy cost about $32. I thought, well, maybe somebody out there might want to give it a try and give me some feedback as to, you know, whether or not it would help or not. These herbal remedies can really make a big difference if you get the right one. So be sure to check that one out. I just posted it this morning. Of course, they're posted every 5 days, and so hopefully you'll see that pop up there at the end.
Okay. Yeah, it's just disconcerting to me and personally because through most of my life I've had plenty of energy and plenty of self-motivation to get things done. And then I don't think it's just old age. It's got something to do with Parkinson's.
Or, well, maybe not necessarily Parkinson's. It could be you have an infection.
Yeah.
You know, it could be a food bacterial infection. Who knows? It could be some kind of thing that is creating a problem. It could be exposure to EMFs. Is there anything that's changed in terms of how you talk with, for example, smartphones or computers? Or are you being exposed more to EMFs now than you were before?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, you never know. In cases of things like that, you could be unaware of something that's going on, but
no, that's right. And when you sleep, you're not having any kind of smartphones or whatever near where you sleep?
No, I'm usually pretty good about that. I'm not somebody who's on the phone, and I don't care. A lot of times, my kids get mad at me because I don't have my phone with me everywhere I go. So,
right, I have the same problem. And then you don't have, or you haven't recently had installed a smart meter on your electrical system?
No, we've moved. We don't live in a house anymore. We live in an apartment and moved. The one thing that has happened, of course, is we moved from North Carolina to California. So we're subjected to whatever emanations are coming from the atmosphere or the electronic environment in a big city as opposed to more rural.
Yeah. Well, so are you near cell phone towers? Do you know?
I don't think so. I mean, other than, again, in a city, it's hard to tell because they'll put them in places where you can't really notice them.
Right. Well, you know, one thing you might consider doing is, you know, this has never been a problem to you in the past. It just come up recently. So think back, when did you first notice the challenge? And then ask the question, okay, what was different in your life? You already know the move was different, but what else was happening? Maybe through just thinking, okay, what's different? What's different? What's different? Did you buy something different? Did you go somewhere different? You know, what's different? And maybe you can figure out, well, maybe you're being exposed to something that's creating the problem.
Yeah, well, of course, we're all exposed to electronic devices of our own, much less ones that are just operating in general for the public's use or for everyone's use.
Right, like everyone. Like maybe you have a neighbor or neighbors that have Wi-Fi, and that's creating some challenges for you. It's kind of hard to tell. There are some devices that have been recently developed that help insulate you from those kinds of energies. But I think at first it would be probably helpful to just try to figure out, is that the source of the problem or not?
Yeah. Because this feels to me, it's again, like so many Parkinson's symptoms, it's not something that's constant. It kind of comes and goes, either during the day or during a week or whatever period of time you're looking at. And like in my case, tremor, it's not permanent. I'll have a sort of episode for 15 or 20 minutes when one of my hands will tremor pretty badly, and then it'll stop. And it didn't start for any obvious reason that I can tell. It didn't stop for any obvious reason.
Well, my goodness. So it's almost as if more meditation and reflection on what might be associated with those conditions that are more challenging. Where are you at? What are you exposed to? What are you doing? What are you thinking? You know, just going through the whole gamut. There's got to be some trigger for it somewhere. Something must be happening.
It's not obvious. I'm not denying that.
No, of course. No, it wouldn't be. It would not be obvious at all. But it may be something really innocuous that you would, you know, really wouldn't have ever thought about.
In the case of tremor, stress is clearly something that can bring it on. I mean, in some cases, if you're in a situation or immediately after a stressful situation, it'll occur. But usually it's not even that obvious. It'll just come on. You're just going along in the normal way with your life, and suddenly you'll be experiencing one of these symptoms or other.
Right.
And that makes it harder to pin down the cause.
No, that would be the case if I were facing your same challenge, is to figure out, well, what's really the reason. Sometimes there are triggers that we're not conscious of that's triggering the problem. And it could be something like something you hear that unconsciously is associated with an event in the past that was challenging or traumatic. So sometimes it's really tough to be able to figure out, well, what's really causing it. But a little meditation can't help to try to figure out what might be the reason. Because it sounds like, okay, off and on, okay, wait a minute, what's really going on here? Is it a digestive issue? You know, is it that your brain is being supported and nurtured more by glucose, for example, than something like ketones, you know? I mean, just try to figure out, ask all kind of questions about what might be going on. And, of course, it may be that something like SAMe, S-A-M-E, taking that may help to stabilize your situation somewhat as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. I heard what you said earlier about dosage. Do you have a recommending starting point for that?
Well, I think Dr. Brown did, if I recall. Now, that interview's been, my goodness, about 8 years ago, and I don't remember exactly what he suggested. So it might be good maybe for both of us
to listen
to what he
interview.
Said again.
Okay.
Yeah, see what he actually said about it. And then again, you can always muscle test it. It's just first ask the question, will SAMe help address this question, yes or no? And if the answer is yes, then you can muscle test how much you might want to take. But I think it'd be best to listen to what he has to say first and then go from there.
Okay. I will definitely listen and go back in your wonderful archives and find that interview and listen to it.
Great. Sounds good. Let me know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you so much for all the suggestions. That's super helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure and an honor. I really enjoy working on the kind of challenges you give to me, Phil. Thanks for being there.
Likewise. Thanks for everything you do.
You're welcome. And so let me now check to see if we've got anything in the chat room who has reported anything you want us to discuss. Nothing there, nothing in the Q&A field. So it looks like we are here hour into our support group gathering that we have completed, answering the questions submitted beforehand, covering what we've been doing here at Parkinson's Recovery over the past month, and then, of course, checking in with each of you who called in. So I would say it's time now to conclude our Parkinson's Recovery support group for March of 2021, to thank each and every one of you for your support and your contributions and support of being able to help me subsidize the many free services that I offer through Parkinson's Recovery. And that's what's happening here on the rather gloomy day on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by the simple virtue of the fact that you are have joined Parkinson's Recovery as a member and that you are listening to the support group gathering today here in March of 2021, that in your own time, in your own way, in your own fashion, and at your own pace, you indeed are making whatever decisions are the right decisions for you to celebrate a successful journey down the road to recovery. Thanks so much for joining us today. Let me know how I might be able to help you. I am here for you. Email me or call me anytime. As you know, I'm your host, your facilitator, your support person, Robert Rogers, the founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2002.